We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Also, three places for anytime, anywhere listening: buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We are live with the Buckmaster Show Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We launch this edition with a newsmaker interview with State Representative Dr. Matt Hines. Dr. Hines, a candidate for Congress in the special Congressional District 8 election, April 17th. 20 minutes past the hour, we preview the 58th annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Show at the Tucson Convention Center. 30 minutes past the hour, it's our CEO interview series presented by Trio. Today, we spotlight Michael Hammond, president of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services. 45 past the hour, Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild joins us to preview his upcoming State of the City address on February 14th. Not only is it Valentine's Day, but it's Arizona, of course, Centennial Day. Like you to be part of the conversation. Call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. State Representative Matt Hines of Tucson is so far the only Democrat to officially announce his candidacy for the congressional seat vacated by Gabrielle Giffords. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line from the state capitol, Representative Hines. Matt, how are you today?
Doing real well, Bill. Thanks so much for inviting me. It's been far too long.
It has been too long. Give me the update. We kept hearing, well, here it is Wednesday. You know, we were expecting some kind of an announcement from Ron Barber, Gabrielle Giffords' longtime district director, that he was actually going to get into the race. Here we are Wednesday, midday, still nothing. What are you hearing?
And that's, you know, I think that I'm in the same position as everybody else in the media and in the public. I've heard all sorts of interesting rumors and gossip and grapevine murmurings, but at this point, I'm the only declared candidate. And as I've said, I respect my friend Ron Barber, and I will certainly defer to him for the special election if he gets in there at Gabby's request. I'd be happy to support him for that. He has indicated he is not interested in running in the fall, and therefore I would simply shift my focus with appropriate filings to continue to run for Congress, but just for the full term in the fall.
But you decided you couldn't wait really any longer. That's why a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago, you jumped in.
Yes, and that's, you know, truly the Democrats have to have someone there, and while nobody can replace Gabrielle Giffords at all, we have to move forward and put somebody into that vacancy that will continue to govern in a moderate, bipartisan way, solving problems across the aisle for Southern Arizonans and working toward job creation, better schools, roads, hospitals, just like Gabby did, focusing on alternative energy, a tremendous resource for Arizona, especially for Southern Arizona. And I do that right now in the State House. I work across the aisle, and I get bills passed, which is very difficult to do as a Democrat in a supermajority Republican legislature, and what we do in the hospital. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, man, woman, what race, sexual orientation, anything. When you come into the hospital and you need medical attention, which is what I do by night, that is how we treat you. We embrace and acknowledge the problem, and we solve it as quickly as we can. And so I had to move because we only have 30 days to accumulate the hundreds of signatures to get onto the ballot. In fact, I believe we only have 19 more days before that deadline is up.
Matt Hines is with us. He is a congressional candidate in the special election on April the 17th. The general election will be June 12th. If Mr. Barber decides not to get into it, you would be facing in the general election, if it turns out you do win and prevail in the primary, the Republican opponents, what will be the issue in this campaign as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think the issue continues to be growing the economy, jobs creation, and then also a focus on education, not only for our future generations, making sure that they can prosper and invent all the new wonderful things like Facebook and whatever else they're going to do, getting them those resources to move forward with their education, but to retrain folks who are either unemployed or underemployed into getting them into different fields to make sure that we grow our job sector here in Southern Arizona especially. And I think that will be the focus for everyone. The question is how to get it done. And now I don't know too much about the gentleman you just mentioned who just announced he's running today, but every other person in the race, I have not heard anything other than quite a lot of ideology and very partisan sort of statements. And I don't see how that's how we get anything done for Southern Arizona. And that's why I'm in this, and I'm going to put everything into this to make sure that Arizona has the representation that it deserves.
Yeah, there are four candidates as of right now in the GOP primary. A fifth is expected tomorrow, perhaps. What about foreign affairs? Many people are very, very concerned about what is going on possibly between Israel and Iran. Is Israel preparing a strike against Iran? If you were to wind up in Congress, you could be very much in the heat of this.
That is a very, very good question and an important point. And, of course, Israel continues to be one of our strongest democratic allies in the region, and I completely support Israel in defense of Israel. First of all, I'd like to make sure that everyone knows that. And we will act in a way to make sure that our friend and our partner Israel is protected, and that is my commitment.
It's a very compressed time period here. If indeed you do stay in the special election, then of course the fall election will be here before you know it. How important, Matt Hines, is name recognition in all of this?
You're exactly right. With the 75-day timeline until we get to the April 17th election cycle, it is very, very important, and obviously so is fundraising to get that name recognition up if we don't have it, and that is why I think all of us are moving as quickly as we are. I shouldn't say all of us, because I continue to be the only declared Democrat, but that's why I know a lot of folks who are thinking of getting in are moving forward in an aggressive way, just not yet publicly.
How about fundraising? Are you using a website for that vehicle?
Yeah, absolutely. I have an ActBlue page, and of course my main website for the campaign is HinesForCongress.com, and we add content to it usually every day, if not every other day. You can see the Twitter feed there, you can get to the Facebook page there, and also make donations or sign up to receive our newsletter. So for folks to stay involved and apprised of what's going on in the campaign, go ahead and point yourself to HinesForCongress.com.
You are active on Facebook, as am I, with the Buckmaster Show and promoting what we're doing here. Social media really has changed politics, hasn't it?
It has. It's huge. And in fact, one of the first folks that I secured for my campaign team was my social media director, because that's how you get people to meetings. That's how you get people to figure out that, hey, you were interviewed on MSNBC this morning, or whatever the case may be, getting folks to events. And also, low-level fundraising can happen through Facebook. You know, maybe not the thousands of dollars of donations, but $25, $10 here and there, that adds up to quite a bit, as we saw with the president in 2008, getting so much funding from very low-level donors, but from millions of them.
You were on MSNBC this morning. How much national attention do you think the special election is garnering?
It has really surprised me. The response, the media from all over the country has contacted me. I was interviewed last week on CNN on Thursday, and that clip will be available soon on my website. Same thing with the MSNBC clip. To be honest, it's a little overwhelming. I was not anticipating this kind of attention, but obviously, given that this is it's an emotional situation, the tragedy of last January is kind of surrounding things, and Gabrielle Giffords, my friend and colleague, I think that has sort of made this a much higher profile race than it normally would be, and it also is out of the normal schedule, so it's a special. I think that all of that raises the profile, so I've had quite a positive response nationally and quite a lot of interest throughout the country.
I want to switch gears, if it's all right with you, hear about this big issue in southern Arizona that many folks very concerned about. Members of the Pima County Bond Advisory Committee and supporters held a news conference this morning. They're very concerned about Representative Terry Proud, Republican of Tucson, and other Republicans from southern Arizona that want to change, really, the whole bonding process here in southern Arizona. Chuck Huckleberry, Pima County Administrator, said on my program on Friday, if this were to pass the state legislature, it's the end of bonding as we know it here in Arizona, in southern Arizona anyway.
And that is exactly the kind of policy that I could never support in this situation, especially the taking the autonomy away from southern Arizonans to govern themselves the way they wish. Is absolutely, to me, it's just reprehensible, and I can't be supportive of that. I believe that whenever possible, local control is the best way to govern, because the people of southern Arizona now know how they want to do things, know why, and it's based on our region. And that's why, you know, why force the people of Yuma or the people of Flagstaff or anyone else to change their county's regulations because the state, some state legislators are having some kind of issue. I don't think it's really defensible, and I certainly will oppose the issue up here as a state legislator representing southern Arizona.
You're going to have your hands full not only with what's going on at the Capitol, but running this campaign. Are there more than 24 hours in the day? If so, where are you going to find them?
Yeah, I would love to know that. I'm looking for them actively. I'm very active as a legislator. I do put forward a rather large number of bills, and I get bill hearings, and I think that's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing for southern Arizona, my southern Arizona constituents. So I'm not abandoning my post. I'm continuing to work for the people, just like I promised when I took my oath of office last year. And when I'm not here at the Capitol, as I am right now, I will be running my campaign, doing my fundraising phone calls, and getting around the community and really getting my message out, talking to the people about the issues that we're facing, and hopefully prevailing in the primary and in the June general, unless, of course, we have Ron Barber hop in there, in which case the timeline decompresses slightly, and I'll be working on all of this for the fall.
All right. Matt Hines, a Democratic congressional candidate in the special election. And you'll hear all the candidates in this special election here on the Buckmaster Show. We have Republican Dave Sitton lined up for tomorrow. Matt Hines, thanks a lot. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Bill, very much. Bye now.
All right, 12 coming up on 12:18 on the Buckmaster Show. We'll focus on the Gem and Mineral Society, Tucson Gem and Mineral Society, getting ready for their big event at the Convention Center coming up this weekend. That's next as we continue with the Wednesday edition of Buckmaster. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa! Take vehicle loans, for instance. any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
February, of course, a big month for Tucson tourism. The centerpiece really is the Gem and Mineral Show, and it's the 58th annual Tucson Gem, Mineral, and Fossil Showcase getting underway Thursday through Sunday at the Tucson Convention Center. Paul Hartner is the committee chair for the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, and he is with us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Paul, how are you today?
I'm fine, Bill. Thanks so much for having us on your show. It's our pleasure, and look forward to visiting with you about the 58th annual Tucson Gem and Mineral Show.
And I have to say that really your show that you put on at the Tucson Convention Center is the reason that we have these really dozens of other shows that get underway here in late January and close out here in mid-February. Isn't that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Bill. Our show was the first show. There are now 47 or 48 different venues throughout Tucson from the end of January to the middle of February, climaxing with our show. Those shows bring in excess of $100 million in new revenue to the city of Tucson, hotels, restaurants, car rentals, laundries, just every business imaginable. So that's what the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society and its show has morphed into, is this mega complex that brings new money into the city of Tucson each year.
How's your show look for this year as far as attendance-wise with vendors, and is the economy coming back as far as you're concerned?
Absolutely. First of all, we have in excess of 250 vendors. Our show is completely subscribed. It's a by-invitation show. It's completely subscribed, so we're full. In terms of the gate attendance, we are hoping that our attendance will approach 25,000 residents of Pima County and hopefully even get a few folks from Phoenix and Globe, Miami, and other parts of the state to visit. And in terms of rebounding, all of the indications from the venues around the city the last 2 weeks are that sales have been very positive and that they've been up over the last couple of years, which were pretty much in the doldrums. But everybody seems to be very, very pleased this year.
Paul, our show is heard you mentioned Globe. Our show is heard really in, we figure we're in 8 of Arizona's 15 counties with the Buckmaster Show. So you're being heard really throughout southern Arizona. Perhaps there are people who live outside of the Tucson area who have heard about this gem show and they've never really come over to Tucson. What would you suggest?
I would suggest that you load the kids in the car and grandma and grandpa, and drive to Tucson, come to the convention center on South Church Street. We open at 10 o'clock Thursday through Sunday. We're featuring the Minerals of Arizona this year, so folks from Bisbee Douglas and Sierra Vista and Fort Huachuca, please come up and see the great minerals from the Bisbee area. Globe Miami, of course, was a significant, important copper mining district. We welcome those folks from Greenlee County, the great copper mines at Morenci. Please join us and come and have a great time at the show. We have 175 exhibits from our local collectors to our great museum partners. Of course, the Smithsonian is our greatest museum partner, and they've brought a 75-carat emerald brooch that's called the Hooker Emerald Brooch that's absolutely spectacular. The Scottish National Museum has brought an exhibit of Bisbee azurites that were collected at the turn of two centuries ago. And don't forget, you've got Valentine's Day next Tuesday. Maybe this would be a good place to shop for a gift for your sweetheart.
So this was Minerals of Arizona. You wanted to tie that into our centennial here on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely. Each year our show has a theme consistent with the centennial. We figured Minerals of Arizona would be a great theme. One of the things that will be particularly exciting is a group of collectors have put together 48 cases of the best Arizona minerals to coincide with the admission of the 48th state, called Arizona Mineral Treasures. And they'll be prominently featured at the show.
Paul, I'm hearing from the restaurant operators downtown, things are looking very good. I was downtown last Saturday night. It was very busy. This has got to be good news to some of these vendors who've been coming to Tucson every year, and they have perhaps seen a change in what's happening in downtown Tucson.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's sure what I saw Monday night, Bill. I had dinner at one of the restaurants downtown on Congress Street, had a fabulous meal. It was a waiting list. That restaurant was full, and other restaurants in the downtown area were all full, and I saw people waiting to get in. So all of these are good things for the entirety of the community and the economy.
You know, we hear grumbling that the Gem Show might be moving, but tell us about some of that grumbling comes from people who really are not putting on your particular show.
No, our show is not leaving Tucson. I can't imagine that the mega complex of gems and minerals, fossils, beads, and everything else would leave Tucson. A, the weather is fair. It's the best weather in the United States at the end of January and February. Number two, Tucsonians are very accommodating and very friendly to all the gem and mineral dealer, the trades, and the guests that come to town. So whoever's grumbling needs to, in my mind, take a step back and relax and realize this is the greatest venue in the world for earth science activities, for paleo activities, for jewelry, colored gemstones from the AGTA that were here last week. And the one thing that I could, Bill, if I'd like to mention, one of the things about our show that we're particularly proud of is, as you know, Tucson Gem and Mineral Society is entirely a local-based organization with its mission to promote education and earth sciences. We have education programs at our show for young kids. We call it junior education. We have preeminent lectures from around the world, and we also have various other symposiums throughout the show. So there's educational opportunities for anyone who wants to learn a little bit more about minerals and gems and geology and mining history and all of those sorts of activities. And hopefully a collector or a mining engineer will come out of coming to the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show.
Paul Hartner, with committee chair of the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society, and the show that opens up on Thursday. Where can folks go? Your website?
Go to our website, www.tgms.org, and you will find the page that comes up on the screen is the poster for this year's show. Click on the poster, and you'll enter right into the website with show schedules, lectures, programs, all the information that you may need.
Thank you so much, Paul Hartner, for being with us on the Buckmaster Show. Have
Thank
a great
you.
Afternoon.
Thank you, Bill, so much for having us.
Thanks a lot. Paul Hartner on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk some more about the economy. Our CEO interview series presented by Trio is next on the Buckmaster Show as we come up on 12:30 on this Wednesday afternoon. Stay with us. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Well, there's nothing like a few victories to boost a candidate's fundraising. Rick Santorum says he's collected $400,000 in the past couple of days, and that includes $250,000 since his wins yesterday in three states. House Speaker John Boehner warns Congress will overturn what he says is an attack on religious freedom by the Obama administration. Egypt's state news agency says the military has deployed troops to the streets of the country, says the troops are there to reinforce the police and to restore security. After making an emotional apology to her victim's family, a Missouri teen has been sentenced to a potential lifetime in prison for killing a 9-year-old neighbor girl. Wall Street, the Dow down 6 points, and NASDAQ is up 5. More details at srnnews.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded in 1930 by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn still sets the standard for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. The Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. The Arizona Inn has again been named one of the best 500 hotels on earth by Travel and Leisure magazine, the only hotel in Tucson to receive this top honor, and the Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson at 2200 East Elm and on the web at arizonainn.com. With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I want to remind you we'll have Mayor Rothschild coming up previewing his State of the City address. That'll be coming up at about 45 minutes past the hour. At least once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, we introduce you to a leader of one of Arizona's largest companies and organizations. The CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Trio. Trio offering programs and services to support the attraction and expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, Trio has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of more than 40 companies in the Tucson region, representing nearly 11,000 jobs and a $2 billion economic impact. For more information, go to Trio, that's TREOAZ.org. And today, we talk with Michael Hammond, who has been in commercial real estate since 1978. He is the president, founder, and managing shareholder of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services, Southern Arizona's leading independent commercial real estate brokerage and management firm. Mr. Hammond is active in many business and nonprofit organizations, including the DM50, the American Red Cross, the Southern Arizona Chapter, Arizona Town Hall, Tucson Regional Economic Opportunities, TRIO, where he is a board member of TRIO. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to see you. And I wonder how this economy is impacting your particular industry, the commercial real estate industry. Are we seeing a rebound?
Absolutely. It's been an interesting 3 years. Our business dropped off the cliff probably June of 08, and slowly we've been seeing a recovery, very marginal. But what's happened in the last, we had our best fourth quarter, for example, at the end of 2011 since second quarter of 08, a strong rebound, and we're seeing it extend into 2012. It has not been particularly because the economy is rebounding. It is, but not most of our business is related on related to velocity. And what we're seeing is the bottom of the market. We're seeing buyers and sellers, landlords and tenants finally saying, okay, we need to move forward. And as the economy rebounds, we're seeing a significant increase in our business.
Yeah, that's an interesting point because so many folks, whether they're investors, buyers, sellers, have been on the sidelines. They've been waiting. They've been looking, where is the bottom? And I think now you're indicating that fourth quarter of 2011, perhaps we saw some kind of a bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our best barometers is what's happening with small business. And as a company, we manage about 1 million square feet of small business, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 square foot businesses. And we've seen new business form in that market where before they were leaving. We've seen rent stabilize where before they needed rent relief to get through the recession. We've seen requests for modifications of leases and agreements stabilize. So we're starting to see that particular sector, which bodes well because, as we know, small business does drive most job growth. We are seeing small business rebound. It's still very tough out there, but the signs, I think, are clear that that we have hit the bottom and we are on the rebound when it comes to the small business sector of Southern Arizona.
Talking with Mike Hammond, the president, founder, and managing shareholder of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services. What about the downtown area? We keep hearing that the restaurant scene is very vibrant. You were here with me as we were listening to that interview with Paul Hartner of the Tucson Gem and Mineral Society. They're excited. Their vendors are very happy about the restaurant scene. Is downtown coming back?
You know, that's just such a great question. And I need to remind everyone that, you know, the Phoenix downtown's resurgence started with America West Center, 20 years ago?
Yeah, they just had their 20th anniversary.
And what's really going on now is I think some of the things that have been going on for a lot of years are resurfacing or surfacing for the first time in the mind of those who observe downtown. I sat on the Citizens Advisory Committee for Rio Nuevo for 7 years, so I saw a lot of the investment that the city made in time and money and staff. I somewhat sympathize with the criticism that they're taking now because I do not see, for example, fraud issues. I see well-meaning people being pulled in a lot of different directions, and they spent a lot of money on studies and rainbow bridges and things of this nature that they probably wished they hadn't.
But they did have to spend a lot of money on infrastructure, which they did accomplish.
Absolutely, and that's my point. In the past investments are just becoming visible. If you look at, I've made a note here of a few major investments in infrastructure. The landfill west of the freeway, I think that was 50 or 60 acres, an old dump. Totally mitigated, now ready to be reutilized. So much out of the public eye, nobody even noticed it, yet it was right in the heart of our downtown. The archaeological mitigation that Rio Nuevo funds paid for, totally done. The streetscape improvements that have been done downtown. The Cushing Street underpass, if you haven't seen that, it is absolutely spectacular. It's going to reconnect the west to the east. The overpass over the or the bridge over the Santa Cruz riverbed under construction right now. The Fox Theater, the Rialto Theater, the Temple of Music and Art, the streetcar, the Unisource move to downtown, the Providence move to downtown.
There's a synergy happening.
Absolutely. And these have been small steps. And you have to thank also Richard Ocheron with the Hotel Congress mm-hmm. for his staying.
And what he's done with Maynard's.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the international market. PICOR is involved with Mexico. I keep hearing the Mexican economy is bouncing back. There seems to be a lot of optimism right now in Mexico. They've got a presidential election coming up, I think it's this year in Mexico. And for the first time, it looks like there will be one of the leading parties has a female, a woman candidate running for president. So there's a lot of excitement going on, I think, in Mexico. Are things turning around down there?
Well, I frame my thoughts on Mexico from a business perspective, and there's a lot of other issues out there that you know get discussed in the news. But there's no question. First of all, Mexico did not have the problems in their banking industry and housing industry, so their recession was more related to just the United States not buying as many things rather than anything they did internally. So you're correct. Their economy is stable. It's rebounding. Their rate of growth is higher than the U.S. And they've also made some good strategic decisions. One of them is to concentrate in aerospace and automotive. And many don't know this, but that Ford facility in Hermosillo is the highest productivity plant in the entire Ford chain of production facilities. It produces, I believe, around 300,000 Ford Futuras a year there. Very, very happy.
The aerospace, so that's a very productive operation.
Mm-hmm. The aerospace industry is doing very well, and some of that is being driven by Southern Arizona's strength in aerospace, but also being driven by companies like Airbus moving facilities, production facilities, subcontracting facilities in the state of Sonora, which is driving some of the business. There are Tucson aerospace companies like BE Aerospace that have mm-hmm. facilities in Nogales, Sonora. A lot of good things happening in that area.
Mike, in the remaining minute and a half, you are on the board of Trio. Trio's trying to bring new business to Tucson. What's the key to doing that?
Well, you know, right now, I think if we had to look to the future, the niche that we are developing in the biosciences, and bioscience covers a broad spectrum.
Huge, huge.
But as related to agriculture, as related to mining, as related to optics, there's a lot of strengths that we have here, whether it's Ventana, whether it's Sanofi Aventis. And if there's 10 reasons why companies look at Tucson now, the top five are all the University of Arizona. We need to build on that. We need to keep Science Foundation, which is public-private partnership, intact in its funding, and continue building on that bioscience arena. That's the key.
Mike Hammett has been talking with us. Mike is president, founder, and managing shareholder of PICOR Commercial Real Estate Services. He has been our CEO interview series guest today, presented by Trio. Mike, have a great afternoon, and good luck to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Stay with us. Jonathan Rothschild, the mayor of Tucson, is next on the Buckmaster Show. We will preview his State of the City address. That's coming up when we return after we hear from the Buckmaster Show. Fine lineup of sponsors. Stay with us.
No
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go?
Travel hassles, long drives.
Expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Meg, I see you're cleaning out the garage.
Not exactly. I'm trying to find Grandma Lynn's clock, for what it's worth.
For what?
What's it worth with a Z? It's an antiques appraisal fundraising event on February 12th at the Doubletree Hotel. You can bring in 2 items, have them appraised by those famous appraisers, you know, you see on TV.
Famous appraisers?
Yeah, you know, Colleen Fesco, Michael Flanagan.
How much does it cost and what can I have appraised?
A $60 ticket, woman, admits 2 people and you can bring up to 2 items. You can bring furniture, jewelry, china, rugs, paintings, whatever. The proceeds go to help children in need in Tucson.
Where can I buy tickets?
You can buy your tickets online at whatsitworth.org. That's what's it with a Z. Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to find my 2 items for What's It Worth. I love Michael Flanagan, and it's for a good cause. See you there.
Proceeds benefit Assistance League of Tucson. $12:48 on the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line, the mayor of the city of Tucson, Jonathan Rothschild. Mayor Rothschild, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing real well. I'm sure you're busy as ever as you prepare, put the final touches on your state, your first State of the City address, which will come on a big day in Tucson. Not only will it be Valentine's Day, but it'll be the 100th anniversary of our state.
I interrupted my editing of the presentation to get on the phone with you, Bill.
Well, I really appreciate it. What are some of your high points going to be? What will your focus be on the state of the city?
Well, I'm going to emphasize what I emphasized during the campaign, because it's nothing that you can say you're done within 60 days, which is economic development and the things which the city of Tucson has done and plans to do to help put people back to work. I'm going to address education and some of the general goals and the way we can work together as a community on education, because I think in the long run, ultimately, economic development is very tied to the strength of our education system. And then I'm going to talk about making city government work through communication and accountability. I'm going to talk about our budget and about the importance of the basic services that the city provides. So those will be some of the highlights, not nearly all of them.
You're going to keep it short?
That's what the editing process will be about the next day or two. There really is so much to talk about, but I really want to not lose everybody's interest after 20 minutes. So.
You know, these two roundtables that you recently, you were hosting the business community, you say that the negative perception of Tucson has to end. I think a lot of people would stand up and applaud that.
I've gotten good response from that. At the same time, we here at the city have to hold up our end. And that is an everyday job. Every person that comes in contact with the city for whatever reason needs to be treated respectfully and hopefully in a way where they're gaining value from their contact with the city, whether it's a policeman, a fireman, a water worker, a roadsman. And I think people will appreciate their city more when they understand all the essential services that we provide, and hopefully do it in a good way.
I think they'll appreciate the city if we can cut down some of the weeds, too, right?
I am become very fond in the last few weeks of saying if I can fix the potholes, clean up the graffiti, and clean up the medians, I will have accomplished a whole lot.
You went back to Washington. I think you had a meeting actually with the president, didn't you? You and the new mayor of Phoenix, and I think it was the mayor, was it Mesa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was privileged. There were over 300 mayors that went to the United States Conference of Mayors, and 10 of us were selected to meet individually with the president. And interestingly enough, 3 of the 10 mayors who were selected came from Arizona. And so I was privileged enough to spend a few minutes alone with the president, and it was a thrill to me.
And you talked with other mayors about streetcar projects across the country during your trip. Little Rock, Tampa, Portland, they've
yes.
all seen hundreds of millions of dollars in investment along the streetcar line. Did you learn some things about streetcars from those folks?
Well, what I learned was that Tucson streetcar project is not a guinea pig. It's been done before, and that in the cities where it's been done, it's been an incredible economic development tool for those cities. And I think it's important for our city to recognize, as we're going through the bumps and grinds of construction and the inconvenience, that we've got to have that long-run picture of how this can really help our community. At the same time, again, I'm working with our city staff to try to talk to people along the streetcar route and come up with programs that will make the building of streetcars inconvenient as possible for them.
Yeah, I was downtown last Saturday night. Things seem to be booming downtown, and the centennial, of course, lots of activities really will be busy this weekend. But, of course, you'd expect that for a kind of a centennial. But just even on an off, so-called off weekend, downtown is bustling.
It is. Of course, I, as you know, Bill, I go to bed around 9 o'clock. That's about when people start coming out. But any time you go downtown now, really any night of the week, there's just new restaurants being opened. It seems every month. There can be a buzz on any given night downtown.
And I've taken your advice. I'm now eating Greek yogurt for breakfast.
I know. It gives you a lot of energy, doesn't it?
It really does. Let's talk a little bit about the city budget. How is it looking for the upcoming budget for the fiscal year, the spending program that will begin July 1st?
Well, the good news is our city revenues are up this year about 4.5%, which is real good news in the sense of we're probably ahead of the national economy. So we're slowly kind of pulling out of this terrible recession. But at the same time, our fixed costs continue to rise. Our pension costs for the people who have worked for years and years for our city, our health care costs, not unlike a lot of other employers, but we're a large employer, and some of the fixed costs for our infrastructure. So I'm hoping, and we presented yesterday a plan that would, for the first time, I think in 3 or 4 years, not require any additional city worker layoffs. We're really thin. Not require furloughs and not require any cuts to public services. At the same time, looking forward, that annual budget doesn't address really the structural problems that every city in the country is facing. And I've asked the council and staff, as we go through this budget year, it's not enough simply to stay status quo. We're going to have to look at the problems that could face us in the future, and the sooner we do, the better.
When you were meeting with the mayor of Phoenix, was that the first time you had met with him back in D.C., and do you have a lot in common other than the fact that you're representing the two largest cities in the state?
No, actually, Mayor Stanton and I started to work together during our campaigns. We had several events where I went up to Phoenix and he came down to Tucson. And you're right, we're both lawyers. We both happen to be Democrats. And I take pride in my energy level, and he runs at an incredible pace. So when we're together, it's a lot of fun, but it's also great to be able to talk to the mayor of Phoenix, talk about common problems, talk about ways we can work together so that from a municipal point of view, we can make this a stronger state.
You know, getting back to the budget, is there some money for pothole repair?
There is. In that balance of the budget with this holding the status quo, there are several million dollars, $2 million, that we found for pothole repair. But we're going to have to look at a much broader program for road improvement and street improvement. And it probably requires going to the federal and state level and doing that. But at the same time, that we can't just ignore our maintenance issues while we're looking for those big fixes.
Is it safe to say when you meet people, they probably bring up potholes?
As much as anything. That and you know, graffiti last night at the city council meeting, we had a study session on graffiti. And it's an interesting phenomenon. And, you know, when you're driving people around town, you know, you can have a beautiful city like we do, but if you see graffiti on a wall or you hit a pothole, it marks the experience. And so, I mean, remembering what our basic services and what our basic requirements are is so important, and we just can't lose sight of that.
Jonathan Rothschild with us on the Buckmaster Show. It's time now for the mayor to get back to his speech preparing for the State of the City Address, and it's time for us to pretty much say goodbye. Have a great afternoon, Mayor Rothschild.
Thank you. You too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Jonathan Rothschild with us on the Buckmaster Show, which is brought to you in part by our friends at Flowers, Rieger & Associates, Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. As we get ready to prepare our taxes, you know who we call upon. Michael C. Flowers is the man of the hour, especially this time of year. If you're looking for a good CPA, we strongly represent Mr. Flowers. We continue tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show with our congressional candidate series. Dave Sitton, Republican, will join us. Also, we'll talk with the mayor of Oro Valley, Phil Cedar, talking about gardening on the Buckmaster Show. And of course, from Tucson International Airport, Dick Brunzel will be talking about how it looks out at TIA for 2012. That's going to do it. Have a great afternoon. See you tomorrow on Buckmaster.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.